This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To take control of the airwaves. You can talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in. Again, that's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
Nobody.
And Nikki.
And I wrote down food shortages on this little sheet that I use to keep track of stuff that we're going to talk about, and I wrote down absolutely no context for that. I mean, it's sitting there beside insect meat.
Could lead to the other if it got bad enough.
I generally understand the reasoning behind things I write down and why I write them down the way that I do, but I don't understand why I put food shortages on there. However, student loan forgiveness.
It seems like there are people who are intentionally trying to destroy the food supply.
Yes, but that's a separate... my point is just that I would not have written... I don't understand why I wrote the note this way with food shortages in parentheses instead of...
people are the people who want us to eat insects.
I understand that. But if that was the case, I would have wrote those things as two separate items rather than one separate item. That's the only point I'm trying to make here is that I have food shortages here, and we're going to talk about that. I just have to trace down exactly what the hell I was thinking when I wrote it down that way. However, today, the big news is that student loan forgiveness is sort of a thing. I don't exactly know because I didn't pay attention to it. But, Nikki, you have an article about that. Well, you have several articles about this.
So I can even summarize it really quickly. So basically, if you don't want to pay for me to go to college, you're a jerk. And that's what a lot of people believe this.
Sure.
I went to college, I took out loans, I paid for some of it out of pocket, completely knowing what I was doing and expecting to pay these loans back. So it feels a little silly to me that people just...
And you went into one of the fields where it's actually useful and sensible to have a college degree.
Yeah, a lot of people get degrees in gender studies and just things where you can't really get a job.
Well, we don't even have to go that far. I have a degree in the management of information systems, but all of that luckily I accrued no debt doing it because I had grants and scholarships and stuff. However, an A+ certification and a network plus certification would have been just as good and would have cost about $400 and are just exams that one can take. So even without looking at gender studies, there's a lot of careers out there that people are getting into that they could just do, right?
Yeah. And the other thing, though, is a lot of people realized that, okay, they've turned grade school and high school into a 12-year hard sell on a 4-year education, which means too many people are going to get that, and the market's going to be flooded, so I'm going to become a plumber instead.
And that's what a lot of, you can go to a trade school for high school and do a lot better than a lot of the kids that are getting business degrees. And I think this is what's happening here is kids go to college without fully understanding the real weight of the amount of debt they're going to be in, and then they think that someone else should pay for it because now they can't get a job.
Absolutely.
But I've had
plumbers out of my house, and I have never at any point, and most of these plumbers, where they had their own business or whatever, I have never asked a plumber for their degree.
No.
Never at any point in my life. And as an IT person, I was never at any point asked for my degree by any of my clients. It's like, if I can solve their problem, that's the thing they care about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So President Joe Biden announced on Wednesday that his administration is forgiving some student loan debt for the U.S. Borrowers,
or as we like to call him, Pedo Pete.
Yeah, more accurately, Pedo Pete. So he's forgiving some of the student loan debt for U.S. borrowers and extending the federal student loan repayment pause until December 31st.
Why some? I mean, if you're going to do this socialist nonsense, right, of just, hey, it's okay to take out loans and then never pay them back, why stop at only some? Go the full distance, forgive it all.
I heard some rumors about people who were studying healthcare having their student loans forgiven. I actually had some lady from my student loan reach out to me and ask me if, she might have been from the FAFSA or whatever, but she reached out to me and was like, hey, your payment's going to be $26 a month or whatever. Can you afford this? And I was like, I guess, like, yeah. So I don't know if it's for people who are saying they can't afford it or what, but as far as I know, I have a nursing degree and mine aren't being forgiven. Okay. As far as I know right now. So it's definitely not just healthcare people. I don't know if they're making it low income. I don't know if you have to apply for it. I don't really know the details of that.
Well, I've always been an advocate that the way to fix the healthcare system, one of the many ways in which the healthcare system can be fixed in the United States, is to remove this requirement that people have degrees in the first place. Like, if somebody wants to stand on the street corner and sell a magic tincture that's going to cure their baldness or whatever, and it happens to be skunk urine, sorry, buyer beware, dude. I don't know why someone would go to such a person. If you want to open up a chiropractor business or, you know, a doctor's office in general in your garage, you should be able to do that. Would I go to a garage doctor? Maybe if I had pneumonia or something. I was like, hey, you have a 4-year degree in, you know, athletic rehabilitation for athletes or whatever. So, you know a thing or two about the human body. I don't need brain surgery here. Is what I have pneumonia, and can you hook me up with some antibiotics or whatever? That would be a better solution.
So also, they used to have these things where if you wanted to become a nurse, you could work at the hospital and do what's called a work study. So as you're getting experience working in the hospital, you start off at a low level, and eventually, I don't know if it was degrees, I'm assuming you would get a nursing degree, and then you'd be able to work as a nurse. They got rid of all of that. Now they're even trying to make, there's been talk about, at least in Massachusetts, they're trying to make an RN. So previously, you know, you can get your bachelor's degree and be an RN, but you can also just get a 2-year associate's degree. Well, they're trying to get rid of that and make it so you need a 4-year degree to be an RN. And then, so they're, or if you want to be a nurse practitioner, now you have to get a doctorate instead of just getting a master's degree. So
to be a nurse practitioner, you have to get a doctorate?
They're trying to pass these laws. It's not like that yet. But
why not just become a doctor?
Well, because it's different than med school.
Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of other things.
Yeah. But basically, my point is they're trying to make it harder for people to be join the healthcare field, and they're trying to make it more expensive, and really they're just trying to make the state colleges money. But then they're also saying that we're going to have student loan forgiveness.
And also make the doctors more money, because the fewer doctors there are, the more they can charge.
Exactly. So they're pretending like they're trying to fix the problem with student loan forgiveness, but really they should have never forced people to go to school for some of these things in the first place. I would trust a
and
nurse.
And they never should have issued the loans, because why did the colleges all raise their rates? Because the students had easy money in their hands and they were willing to spend it, because you lent it to them, you idiots.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, that's the same way that insurance helped break the medical industry as well. You know, why charge the patient $100 when you can charge their insurance company $10,000? And the next thing you know, a bag of saline is $900 or whatever, even though it's literally just a bag with salt water in it. So.
Yep.
It's just government breaking things that didn't have to be broken, but now they're broken. And then, of course, people out there who don't know really what these issues even are all about say, well, why can't government fix this problem? Government should step in. And
they caused the problem.
Yeah, they should. Why? We need the Affordable Care Act.
It caused all the problems.
Yeah.
Almost every single one of the problems that we have in the world today is ultimately traceable back to one government or another.
Yeah. And for me, it just all comes back to the fact, you know, on the topic of student loan forgiveness, It all comes down to the fact that people are, once again, not taking self-responsibility. You took out those loans. You knew you were taking out those loans, and it's your responsibility to pay them back, not taxpayers.
Very well said. 603-283-6160. Maybe you think we're wrong. Maybe the exploitative nature of the entire college industry means that these people should be forgiven. It is free time.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, where you're invited to take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. 603 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, that's 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Nikki.
And I want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. That's the best place to go to learn about cryptocurrency. If you're new to the subject, if you don't know anything about it, head on over to Bitcoin.com. Click Getting Started at the top of the page and take just a few minutes out of your day to learn about this important world-changing technology. Because it is changing the world. It is allowing people to be freer, to escape the ravages of the financial institutions, and to ideally to escape the destruction of their money by governments around the world. You can also stay up to date on all of the cryptocurrency news out there at news.bitcoin.com. If you already are knowledgeable about cryptocurrency, news.bitcoin.com allows you to stay up to date on all of the news and everything happening in the crypto world that's important to you. That's news.bitcoin.com. Let's go to the phones. We have Major Payne on the line from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Nobody, I gotta have a little fun with you right here, bud. Only an ass would vote for nobody. And in the immortal words of Samuel Clemens, there's nothing to be learned by the second kick of a mule.
Well, you know, if you look at most of the stuff that government does, nobody should do that stuff.
No,
nobody should be telling you how to live your life. Nobody should be bombing Iraq for no apparent reason. Nobody.
See, this is why I start to lose the appeal of the nobody name, though, because you are an individual known as nobody. That is your name. That's like saying I want to bomb Iraq. Or
well,
I should bomb Iraq.
I want to be the guy in charge of bombing Iraq because I'm a lazy bastard and I won't do it.
Right.
But if it's my job, nobody else can do it either.
But see, that means that to be accurate or to say what we're trying to say, we should say nobody shouldn't bomb Iraq.
Well, nobody should be in charge of the Iraq bombing.
Okay, that's a really good way to put it.
Mm.
I'm a carpenter. Nobody should be racked one way or the other.
Nobody should be racked.
Racked. Yeah,
racked?
That's what happens when a building gets twisted. It's got racked.
I didn't know that.
Well, you know, I am a little twisted. You know,
carpenter jokes aren't going to work well in a room full of people who aren't carpenters.
Yeah.
Einstein proves that all of space-time is curved, but what he neglected to mention was that in 2022, it would be completely twisted.
So what did you call about tonight, Major?
It's still twisted today.
It's still 2022 today, bro.
What's on your mind tonight, Major?
When Jefferson was president, he sent John Quincy Adams to France as the ambassador, where he was very much out of place, didn't speak the language, didn't know the culture. I mean, he felt like a frog in a pool of pike, so to speak. But
well,
anyway,
Frenchmen are actually called frogs, so he felt like a non-frog amongst frogs.
Well, come on now. They push their food down their throat with their eyeballs. Let's not talk about frogs. Escargot. Come on. Give me a break.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that are turning all the frogs gay.
No, but they've killed all the frogs in my pond with the acid rain or, you know, chemtrails.
No, that's too bad.
Sorry about your French people.
There's no swimming in the ass.
I tried to talk about chemtrails, and he called me a flat earther.
Who called you a flat earther?
Mark.
Mark Edge from the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
This was back when he was still hosting.
Sorry. Doctor says caffeine makes him edgy.
Sorry to hear that. Is that what you called about tonight, Major? I mean, what was the point of your call tonight?
Well, they're messing with you on the phone numbers, and you know that.
Yeah, you explained all of that during a break.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I like to call him Uncle Scam, because it's continual scam. With the education thing, they want to control us K through 12 plus 4 to 6 institutionalized education. And now we're going to forgive the loans? When how many generations of people had to eat potatoes and not go out or buy a new car or whatever to pay for their kids' educations? This really rubs my fur.
You guys get potatoes?
Well, the cost of an education today is well beyond the price of an automobile as well. And I understand, you know, that's what people did back in the day, you know, 30, 40 years ago. At least that's what, you know, sitcoms and television suggest that parents did. You know, they're like, oh, we're not going to buy a new car this year. We're going to put it into our kids' babies' funds or whatever. But that long ago stopped being. You need to mortgage your house to pay for a college education at this point.
Nikki, which is a predictable result of the student loan program existing in the first place. If your customers are flush with cash, what do? You raise your prices.
Well, also, maybe don't go to a private school if you didn't get a scholarship. Go to a community college. That is still affordable.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, what you need to do is go to a place where they will teach you a trade. Apprenticeships.
I mean, right, we know that, but the propaganda that these people are being subjected to through their entire lives is, you don't want to learn a trade, you want to go to college. This is why my question going out a minute ago was what it was. I'm not entirely sure how responsible these people are for being the victims of propaganda that they were fed their entire lives. They were told from essentially the moment they were born that the way to be successful was to study hard, to go to college, and then they could be successful and rich and all these other things. So they did whatever seemed like it was necessary in order to achieve that, because that was what they were told they had to do.
Yeah, and unfortunately they're going to have to learn a hard lesson, you know, because it's not my job to pay for your mistakes.
And I remember back in the 80s when they were just creating the student loan program, and those of us who argued against it and said, this is a terrible idea, this is bad economics, they said, you hate students, blah, 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 blah. It's like, no, this is what we were talking about, you idiots. This is what communism brings you. Don't be morons. Don't be communists. And don't do this stuff anymore.
Well, that would be ideal. But, I mean, very few people in their right mind would have an 18-year-old come up and say, hey, man, I just got out of college. I want to borrow $130,000.
But the government is not and has never been in its right mind.
I know, but the government wasn't always responsible for student loans.
Giving money.
This isn't about government at this point.
It is about government.
No, because government wasn't. What do you know? You didn't let me finish the freaking statement. Government wasn't involved in student loans from the very beginning. They were initially private loans. It wasn't until the 80s or whenever that the government became the guarantor of all college student loans, and therefore every student that with a pulse was able to get one.
Yeah, and they would give people, when people had to pay their own student loans and they weren't guaranteed, they were careful who they made them to.
Right.
And if you weren't going to make money as a result of going to college, you didn't get a loan, and then you weren't in this mess. So, good job, socialists.
Yeah, they're really good at breaking things and then making things worse when they attempt to fix them. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. There's more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We will forgive $10,000 in outstanding federal student loans.
President Biden's comments at the White House, that holds true for borrowers earning less than $125,000, and you are eligible for up to $20,000 in forgiveness for Pell Grant recipients. The president also pausing student loan payments until the end of the year, and repayments for student loans will now be capped at 5% of monthly income. A UN Security Council is marking 6 months of war between Russia and Ukraine. Ukrainian President Zelensky speaking virtually and saying Russia is putting Europe on the brink of nuclear catastrophe by shelling near a huge nuclear plant in southern Ukraine. Speaking through a translator, Zelensky again accusing Russia of committing war crimes. This is USA Radio News. A prosecutor makes a decision regarding two Atlanta police officers.
Two Atlanta police officers involved in the fatal shooting of Rayshard Brooks during a 2020 encounter will not be charged. Rayshard fell asleep in a fast food drive-thru when police were called in. He then failed his sobriety test and resisted arrest. He took control of an officer's taser and shot it at officers when he was killed. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Attorneys trying to convince a jury to sentence a convicted Parkland, Florida school shooter to life in prison are calling a retired clinical psychologist to the witness stand. Dr. Frederick Cabot says he began seeing a developmentally delayed Nicholas Cruz when he was an 8-year-old first grader.
So clearly the fact that he was an average intelligence and able to comprehend things, we were hopeful that with treatment he would continue to improve.
Cruz will either be sentenced to life in prison or the death penalty. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Live, where you're invited to take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160 if you want to do that. That's 603-283-6160. And did you know we're in a movie, sort of? Well, I mean, to be fair, the Free Talk Live crew, many of us are in various different movies. However, I'm referring specifically to the Crypto 6 movie. It's not a real movie yet, but they want to make one. You can find it at movie.freetalklive.com. That's where you can find the trailer. I think it's about 13 minutes long. It's just a general overview of the Crypto 6 thing. What the hell is the Crypto 6? There's no way anyone, unless this is your first time ever hearing the show, that anyone out there has no idea who the Crypto 6 are. It tells the story, in our own words.
Spoiler alert, you've got two of them on the air here.
Yeah. Of how the FBI raided us, arrested us, and then charged us in federal trial. I actually had someone today, a friend of mine, ask me, hey, did you get all that court stuff taken care of? I'm like, oh, you naive little nugget. No. There's a trial coming up. What do you mean get it all taken care of? Like I can just pay a fine and make it all go away?
That'd be nice.
It would be nice if, you know, the whole thing would just, if the U.S. government would collapse. That's what
that
I
would
was
be
thinking
nice.
On.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's more or less what I ended up with is a fine. So I had...
Well, and like 3 years of probation.
They've 2 years of probation. But they've literally stolen everything I had. So including my means of making money in the future. So it's, I'm still pretty... pretty screwed. If you want to help, I can use cryptocurrency now. So, you know, if I sold you some cryptocurrency and you made a boatload of money off it, now would be a great time to send a donation. Also, before I forget, if you want another supercharged dose of Free Talk Live, there's also Beard Talk Live, and that's on Saturday nights at 10:30.
That's on the sheet for, like, Friday, though. I don't want to direct people away from movie.freetalklive.com. We can do that in the next break if you'd like.
Okay.
Because I don't want to not promote it or anything like that. I was just, movie.freetalklive is the thing I want to promote at this exact moment. Beard Talk Live, though, we might as well. What is Beard Talk Live?
Well, Beard Talk Live is, it's like Free Talk Live, but it's more of a podcast format. We're a little more video-oriented. And we also have the three beardiest Free Talk Live hosts, which happen to be myself, the captain, and Peakless Mountaineer. And we've got a very different chemistry on the air, so and it's nice because we can use whatever language we want.
Sure.
We can tell it like it is, so if you want to tune in and hear nobody tell the truth and a couple of people argue with them, then tune on in.
We'll, so is there a website for this?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
So how can people find it then?
Tune in to cam.freetalklive.com at 10:30 on Saturday.
Cool. Let's go to the phones. We have Penguin on the line from Virginia. Penguin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I was calling on the topic that I've been listening to you talk about a couple of segments, the student loan thing. Obviously, you guys want to talk about that. And I think, I don't know, I want to just kind of share how I see it. And the more we can get from that, the greater one that we can kind of apply overall. So, I mean, you saw, yeah, the idea of the American, like, middle class did really expand with a lot of people going and, like, vastly larger numbers of people getting college degrees and working in a, you know, booming economy after the war for whatever reasons. Of course, we have to look back on that and say, well, a lot of those people were, a huge number of those people were on GI bills coming back from the war. So the government actually footed the bill for those. But even when the student loans came out, I mean, I think some of them, you know, you could go and take out a loan, and the increase in average wages for someone coming out with a bachelor's degree, even a master's especially, could justify, you know, paying back this loan at some point. But over the years, as soon as that happens, over the years, the higher and higher rates of people getting those degrees, I mean, it's just, it's simple economics. You're flooding the marketplace with supply, and so you're watering down every level of education. Those degrees and every level of education gets watered down. So it's basically an arms race. We're competing with each other for these jobs. Bachelor becomes a high school diploma, master's becomes a bachelor's, et cetera, more or less.
It's almost like there are laws of economics that the government can't repeal no matter how hard it tries.
yeah, pretty much. And so, you know, you try to solve one problem, it makes sense in a static kind of moment, but
I'm not sure that this market saturation of college degrees actually exists. I realize theoretically it could exist, but when someone says to me, I have a master's degree in gender studies, it's not because they have a master's degree that I roll my eyes, right? But when someone says, oh, I have a master's degree in mechanical engineering, I'm like, oh, okay. So it's not even that, you know, master's degree is now equivalent of an associate's or whatever. So that they, what is the degree in? I would suggest that an associate's in, I don't know, calculus is going to impress me a lot more than a master's degree in gender studies.
Well, I mean, I got out of college knowing that I would get a job immediately. Mm-hmm. You know, I studied nursing. That's a field where you go to school and you can definitely get a job nowadays. But before, like maybe like 10 years ago, it was a little difficult to get a nursing job as a new grad because you don't have any experience. Nowadays, yes, you can get a very well-paying nursing job, brand new, fresh out of nursing school. So it really, people need to be careful with what they study and what they invest in. I saw school as an investment.
Yeah.
You know, it was more than just getting an education. This was an investment into my future, and I would suggest that more teenagers look at it that way.
Yeah. I did the same.
I was 15 credit hours short of an associate's degree and got hired by GTE Data Systems in Tampa, Florida, and left school before I ever finished because I had a job, and that was the purpose.
Yeah. I initially was majoring in physics because I loved the subject, and but as I thought more about it, you know, this 8 years of college, first of all, that was going to be a nightmare, and then afterwards, all you can really do is, like, teach physics. And I was like, I love the subject.
Basically just make more physicists.
Yeah. Like, it's a subject I love and I'm fascinated by, but it's not a career that I actually want.
I mean, I originally wanted to get a doctorate in philosophy. Same thing. What would I have done with that? I just was like, oh, I like philosophy, and having a doctorate, like, strokes my ego.
Sure.
So that was my purpose. And it's like, oh, wait, I don't want to be a professor. That's the only thing I can really do with this.
You can also be a barista.
So thank you so much for the call tonight, Penguin. I mean, there's absolutely no doubt that the American education system is broken, and a lot of people are getting useless degrees. However, if, you know, parents were paying for your education or whatever, and you went to your mom or your dad and you said, hey, I want to get a 6-year degree in gender studies. I don't even know if gender studies are real degrees. I assume they are.
Yes.
You hear about it a lot,
yeah,
you know.
Basically, they're a section of the new... the new area of study, which is known as grievance studies. And it's basically, you know, black studies, women's studies. I don't know if there's trans studies yet, but there will be. And basically, it's just teaching people to be pissed off at the history of whatever group they may be a member of, or maybe they want to branch out and be pissed off at the history of a group that they're not a member of. That's okay, too.
At any rate, if you went to your parents who were paying for your education, it's like, hey, I realize you scrimped this age for the last 18 years of my life, you know, you've saved up this $80,000. I want to squander that and get a degree in gender studies.
Great. They're building a new women's studies plant up in Green Bay. You're going to make a lot of money.
Yeah, I suspect your parents would come away from that discussion with a few new motorcycles or something, because I don't think they'd pay you to major in gender studies. It is Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can't. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live with Aria, Nikki, and Nobody, and you can join us 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. But 603-283-6160 if you want to join the show, talk about whatever we've been discussing. We talked about trans issues for a bit. Now we've been discussing student loan forgiveness. But Nobody, remind us again about the new show that you've started with Captain and Peakless Mountaineer. Because I've already forgotten what time you said it. I remember you said Saturday.
10:30 p.m. Saturday night. And it will be us being our unfiltered best. We might rant, we might rave. You can call if you want. If you don't have to, we'll do. But you don't have to. We'll just run our mouths if you don't. And it's entertaining to watch. Also, let it never be said that libertarians don't offer solutions as well as bitching about the status quo. So let's say that you're not in the position of already having gotten obscenely large loans for an education. Let's say that you're rather somebody who just wants to learn to code, because everybody says that's a good idea. Well, nobody says that's a good idea, too. So
absolutely.
If you want to learn to code, guess what? I've got an open source project called Cell411. Okay? It's a good liberty project. It's all open source. It's being de-Googled, revamped, rewritten, and there's going to be basically a functional equivalent of the current production system implemented with new technology, and then it's going to get radical in terms of becoming a radically private, decentralized, or polycentric communication system that you can use, and eventually it will be so secure that you can run your own server, and I don't even have to know you're running the system, much less have access to your communications.
Coding is another one of those things that, you know, a person, if you want to learn to code, just start coding, right? Sure, you'll have to read some tutorials and stuff like that, but all you have to do is just start doing it. You don't have to go to college.
And if you want some mentoring, do it on Cell 411. was my point. And I will help you learn what you need to do to contribute effectively. And yeah. Your homework will be working on real production software that people are going to run.
But it sounds insane to me to think about going to college to learn to be a programmer or whatever. It's like, to me, that's the equivalent of going to college to learn to be a guitar player or something
yeah,
like
just
that.
Just start.
Yeah, this is very much something you can teach yourself. And if you're passionate about it enough to succeed at it, you're going to be more than capable of teaching it to yourself and learning it online. Or
I know children that have taught themselves how to code, especially nowadays where you have the internet. You can learn pretty much anything on the internet nowadays.
Yeah, every one of these.
But if you learn surgery on the internet, you probably won't be able to use that skill professionally.
I would not want to get surgery from a surgeon who primarily learned their trade from the internet, I don't think. There's plenty of things you can learn from the internet, right? But, you know, would I want to be that person's first surgery patient would be the question. You know, look, I spent 10 years watching surgery videos on YouTube, like, great.
Like a surgeon.
Come back to me when you've actually tried it out.
First time.
Because, I mean, someone's got to be first, right? For all of these actual surgeons.
Yep. Even for people who went through residency in medical school and stuff, there's still that first person. And you might not know it's you, you know?
Talk about first aid jitters, though, man. Can you imagine how nervous, like, a brain surgeon has to be the first time they're going?
But they've probably been in residency for, like, 10 years before they even get to perform surgery.
True.
So that's like 15 years of schooling, and they do, it's actually pretty cool, they do...
And residency isn't just living in a house.
Yeah, unfortunately not. I forget what it's called, but it's kind of like virtual doing things, or like sim labs, I think they're called.
Okay.
So they do stuff like that where they get to practice their skills, but when it's a real person on the table in front of you, that is next level.
And you literally... Because the simulation doesn't go squish when you screw up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could literally kill this person. The stakes are much higher when you're dealing with that. But let's go to the phones. We have Bad Slave on the line from here in New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you very much, Aria.
Yeah, what's on your mind tonight?
And nobody. I wanted to just say, you know, along the lines you even talking just now, the actual IT, I mean... Both Aria and nobody are, you know, well versed in the realms of computer technology.
Nobody knows
And there you go. And the fact is, the actual cost of delivering data, and that's what learning is you get data delivered to you and you process it and you put it together with the other pieces and you create learning out of that. And the actual cost of delivering that data, and there's so many different people out there helping with the facilitation of that data delivery. There's no reason for any of this stuff to, you know, rise to anything near the level of what they're charging for.
Well, that's sort of the problem, right?
You don't need an ivy-covered building to teach.
Yeah, there are websites out there like Skillshare and stuff like that where if you want to learn something and you can't teach it to yourself, like, I want to learn to use Photoshop. You could teach yourself to use Photoshop or whatever, but I'm not going to deny that it's a lot faster to have an expert teach you a thing. Like, you're going to learn guitar a lot faster if you're sitting down with someone who is a master guitar player and they're teaching you what to do. However, if you want to learn these things quickly or whatever, there's things like Skillshare and stuff like that. Certification systems would be much better. I don't know how you could certify someone to be a Photoshop expert or whatever. And I don't know that you would necessarily have to, but people have built houses from watching YouTube tutorials and stuff like that. I've done similar things I've never built a house or anything of that scale, but, you know, I've At one point, I had to replace a friend's alternator and some solid chunk of something on their engine that I replaced. I was like, man, this is a bit beyond what I'm usually comfortable doing. Like, you want me to replace your alternator? Fine. But this is a bit more than that. But you watch a few YouTube videos and you're like, okay, I can connect these dots and see how it's related to things that I have done in the past. And I can see that, yes, this does fall within the realm of what I'm technically capable of, even if I didn't know how to do it until those YouTube videos existed. But like an auto mechanic is another one of these things where, look, if my auto mechanic never went to school or never did anything, never had an apprenticeship, he was like, yeah, I've got plenty of time and I've got plenty of YouTube and I've got, you know, the resources, I've got all the tools needed to do the job. Like,
I mean,
I'm good with it.
Look at Matt. I was asking him the other day because he just seems to know everything. So I'm like, how do you know how to do all these things? Like, the muffler on the car needed to be replaced, and he's like, all right, I'll just go down to the store, pick up a muffler, and then put it on the car, take the old one off, put the new one on. I was asking him, like, how do you figure all this stuff out? And he's like, well, he literally just taught himself how to do all these things. He's like, well, I took it off, so I just did the opposite of what I just. What I just did, you know,
sure.
Putting it on is the opposite of taking it off, right? So, but it's as simple as that, some of these things. And if you just open up your mind, be creative and use logic, it's amazing what you can teach yourself how to do.
I started learning to code because in third grade and fourth grade, I used to go to this computer drop-in thing that they had at the local high school, and they just let us play with the computers, and we'd play these games that were written in BASIC. And the thing is, you could open the game up and look at the source code. So if it was a puzzle game and you couldn't get the puzzle after a while, you could open up the source code and then you add a new puzzle, which was figure out how this works and then figure out how to change it to play tricks on your friends.
That's the best reason for learning programming I've ever heard.
Yeah.
I just want to play tricks on my friends.
And
fourth grade.
You know, and under DOS, you learned a lot of cool things. Like, you know, if you hook this interrupt, you can remap the A key and the Z key and really drive your friends crazy. And they'll never figure out how to fix it if you make it a TSR. Which is terminate and stay resident program. And that's the thing. You just learn things because they're cool.
I initially learned, I'm not a programmer to anywhere near the level that you are, so I don't want to be mistaken for that, but I first learned programming because I wanted to make video games, right? And that was the way to do it. Or I wanted to, and of course things like RPG Maker and stuff like that existed to facilitate it so you didn't have to, you know, learn how to do 3D imaging and all that crap, but if someone wants to do something, there's a way to learn how to do it, and it's not necessarily college. 603-283-6160, there's more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.